Now, looking again outside of that into Isaiah and Job, we see the same word, which is in the Strong's Concordance, tells you that the word in Hebrew is something like kornof, kornof, the word for wings. That's the word which they've translated into wings, has been translated into a different English word. So even though they're using wings as kornof in Ezekiel, when you get to Isaiah and Job, the word kornof in Hebrew has been translated into different words. It's been translated into an edge or an extremity, specifically of an army. Interesting. Or a wing of a bird, or a garment, a flap of clothing, etc., etc. It's got to do with outskirts. It's got to do with extremities. So it could also have something to do with armies. So you start to, when you do a theme study of the Bible and you look for kornof, the word for wings in Daniel and Ezekiel, starts to make sense. Let's look at Isaiah 11:12. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The word corners is the original Hebrew, kornof. So when you're looking at corners, can you imagine it was translated into wings? It wouldn't make sense. And gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four wings of the earth. So it's corners. It's got to do with distance. It's got to do with stretching. It's got to do with motion and size, etc. Let's try another one. Job 37 verse 3. He directed it under the whole heaven and his lightning unto the kornof of the earth, unto the ends of the earth. Let's try Job 38 verse 13. That it might take hold of the kornof of the earth, the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. You see, now you start to put this puzzle together. This is why prophecy takes diligent study. It's not something that we can just read and say, oh, it must mean the following. No, it takes diligent study. It takes understanding what the original wording means. And that's not rocket science today. You just go to any religious bookstore, get yourself a concordance of the Bible. All the original words are in there and all the translations, and you can do the study yourself. If you're really interested in prophecy, this will be an easy study for you.